This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, I'm Michael Bagram, labor lawyer and member of the Portfolio Committee of Employment and Labor in Parliament. Thank you for tuning in. It's interesting to see what's going on in the country at the moment, with everyone talking about the national dialogue, some people calling it a monologue, and in fact, many people just ignoring it completely. We've seen most of the foundations that have been set up by ex-politicians have all walked out of this so-called national dialogue, and I think most of the political parties have walked out as well. Not to sound too political, I have a suggestion that possibly people can think about, and that is to go back to the labor law suggestion. We have had now for over 27 years an organization in South Africa set up by the Mandela government at the time called NEDLAC. NEDLAC is a wonderful institution. It obviously needs more funding. It also needs more capacity, and it needs more support from both Parliament and the public. NEDLAC was set up under the auspices of the then Department of Labor, now the Department of Employment and Labor. And it's set up with a secretariat, and it's made up of, obviously, first government representatives. Then we've got representatives from the big trade unions. That's both COSATU and SAFTU. They're both the biggest umbrella organizations representing about 90% of the trade unions of South Africa. And then we've got an organization representing the business community, the BUSA, it's called Business Unity South Africa, and they are an umbrella as well in that they represent the chambers of commerce and the majority of businesses. We've got another small partner sitting at that table, at the NEDLAC table, and that's representing civil society. So effectively, it's quite a small grouping, but effectively what they are doing is they're getting people together around a table, and for years now, as I said, 27 years, and they are talking. They are talking about future legislation. They're talking about problems in the country. And in particular, they're talking about how to actually get our labor laws working properly. I think what needs to be known and should be part of this so-called national dialogue is that South Africans actually know what the problem is. It's not a fact-finding mission. We all know what the problems are. The problems are unemployment, crime, amenities breaking down, transport, you name it, electricity. We all know what the problems are. I can spend the next hour telling you about problems in South Africa, but we don't need a commission of inquiry. We don't need a national dialogue. We don't even need NEDLAC to tell us what the problems are. But I think most South Africans know what the problems are. What the real issue is that we know the problems. We must start talking about solutions. And then finally, which is most important, is actually implementing the solutions. Now, once we get to the part where we're talking about implementing the solutions, that's going to be obviously the difficult part. It's always, you know, the devil is in the detail. And it's the detail that we need to start getting right in South Africa. Now, if I look at, as a labor lawyer, obviously I look at one particular area, and that is job creation, because we've got so much unemployment in the country. It's now the worst in the world. So if we've got unemployment as our biggest problem, and from that, from unemployment, flows a whole lot of other problems, like crime and drugs and you name it from unemployment. If we've got that, then we need to first and foremost focus on unemployment. And what the focus must be is not how much unemployment there is or why are we the worst in the world. What we must start looking at is we know what the problem is. We know what the solution is, create more jobs. how are we going to create more jobs? So it's the how. We've got the why on the one leg and the how on the other leg. I think we need to concentrate on the how. The how is much more important than anything else, because the why we can talk about in due course when we've already implementing the how. Now, when we look at the how, we're saying, where are the jobs going to be created in South Africa, in particular in terms of our environment, in terms of our economy, and in terms of our people? And economists the world over are telling us that jobs in the future are being created by small business. So we then need to have a look at small businesses and say, how are we going to encourage small businesses to employ more people? It's simple as that. Not so simple to answer that, but it's simple to actually ask the question. What we do know is that government is not good at creating jobs themselves, because that just becomes a drain on the fiscus. So we need to bring into being a system where small businesses are encouraged to not just survive, but to thrive. In other words, to grow and to bring in more people. We know that big business has got a thing that's happening to them, and it's called jobless growth. We also know that big business are, at this stage, are very suspicious and not wanting to totally invest in themselves. So we now are back to small businesses, and we're back to what the economists are telling us, is that they're the people that have to be encouraged to obviously employ more people. Well, they can't employ more people if they're not making more money. And how do we get to that point? And obviously, we need to give them the oversight. We need to have a look at it. We need experts to come in and say, what are your problems? Why are you not growing? Why don't you want to employ more people? Why don't you have more customers? Why don't you have more turnover? And that becomes a bit of an exercise. We obviously, transport is a big thing. I mean, I look at the transport for small businesses, for instance, in Cape Town. People coming in from Khayelitsha to work in the city center or in one of the industrial areas, there's no trains anymore, so they've got to catch taxis and then get home again. And it's by the time they get to work, they're exhausted because they've got up at 4 a.m. to catch the taxi. They've spent all their money on the taxis. So people are telling me that with regard to transport, it costs them anything up to half their salary every month just to pay for transport. It also means that they got to travel for about 2 hours in the morning to get into work, and sometimes 2 hours to get back. So you're exhausted, so you're not going to be productive. If we had the railways, well, that would be cheap, it would be safe, it would be quick, it would give people a freshness when they arrive at work. A whole lot of factors would be cured if we had railways. So then we tackle that particular problem, and we know that Minister Creasy, the Minister of Transport, has very clearly said that she needs to correct the railways. How is she going to do it? She hasn't got the money. So she said, well, in thinking this through, I'm now approaching civil society, the private sector, to help me, which she's done. And hopefully we're going to have a cure to the transport, and we can do that with every factor. For instance, small businesses need access to finance. So instead of spending 700 million rand on a national dialogue, that would take us a long way to supporting all the small businesses, at least in 3 or 4 provinces. So to sum up, I'm saying let's put money into NEDLAC. Let's NEDLAC have a look at the problems. Let NEDLAC give us some solutions, some ideas, and let's get a proper dialogue going instead of this strange national dialogue. Thank you. It's Michael Bagram.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.